you don't do it there, you have to do it in the church, I think. And if you do it in a church, I don't. You sure as hell don't want to go to that Presbyterian church.
One of those were maybe that I opened in the U.S. myself. PR types around here. Thank God I talked to Alan. good, in order to have some bargaining position with the enemy. And also, I, the thing that I am very, the Russians feel strongly about, I think we better cancel the Russian summit. Now, this is the one that just breaks Henry's heart, because,
what about postponing?
Then they cancel.
Could make it look like you were, if you postpone indefinitely, just announce you will not go to the summit under these conditions. Don't say I'm canceling, don't say I'll never go, but say under the present conditions, I will not go. And therefore, I have canceled my plans for the May 22nd departure, or whatever it is, May 20th departure. And what becomes of the summit depends on what happens in other places. Then if they come back and say we cancel the summit, you've still taken the initiative.
See, all of this is very painful to me. I know all of our people around here, it's terribly painful to Henry, because he sees basically our whole foreign thing in great jeopardy. I mean, all of our schemes and this and that. But on the other hand, we've got to look at what else you can do, and what else do you do is to whack him out there, have the Russians cancel the summit. That's the worst of both worlds.
You cancel the summit, you gain something from it. If they cancel it, it hurts you.
If they cancel it, it looks like we, if a peace has suffered a great blow because of our failure in Vietnam, President Stubbornness and all that sort of thing. If on the other hand, say I will not go to the summit, so long as we have massive offensive being supported, so do you.
Sean and all those other folks too.
Well, it's the Russian.
Yep.
Now, Henry has a point that Al thinks there's something at this point. He's more to it than I do. And maybe he's right. To a certain extent, we keep the critics off balance as long as they think that we may be up to something in negotiating. Right.
Right.
Maybe you're right.
I think that's right, but I don't. It keeps that narrow fringe of critics off balance, and it's important to keep them off balance. But that doesn't buy you public support. Your general public support is still, of course, the public wants peace, but then they see them. That's one problem you got to cancel on the summit.
Yeah,
is that they see that
as the Soviet summit
because they think that's a peace. Not just
they're mixed. They're all very ambivalent about it. They want peace on the one hand, but
that's why postponing it rather than canceling it might put you in a better posture too. And if they cancel it, it's they who destroyed that part of the peace thing. But you've taken a strong position of saying I won't sit down with them under the present conditions.
Thank you. to? Jesus Christ. Can't do that.
We can, he can.
Oh, yes, if it's part of the sign, but you know, if he just runs out now, suppose he goes out, the sign resigns. Of course, the whole thing collapses, men are under great danger, the remaining Americans. No, just hold tight, don't get panicked, you know, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our people don't, they shouldn't be, I mean, there's, these are the way wars are, you go up and down. You think it's tough, but they just stand there. And you can't make good news when it isn't good, on the other hand, but. But I, there's one thing I'm sure we need, that strike on the Hanoi Hainan area. I think that is, adds up on all scores. If they talk, if they don't negotiate now, prices do. How are they going to improve your negotiating position? How are you going to get the? So we're working on. Well, my God. But look, we have to face it. I mean, I can't, just his judgment's not been good on this. His judgment's been correct in most things. He thought, Bob, that he was going to get something out of the Russians when he went over there. You know that. And he didn't get a drop, remember? And I kept, that's why I sent those goddamn cables. I knew he wasn't getting anything. I said, for Christ's sakes, don't give them what they want, but you get something we want. Well, it was all right. So, second point.
Henry wants you to make, was he the one that was,
oh yes,
wanted you to go ahead?
Michael Slimes, he finally agreed yesterday morning, because he's able, oh yes, yes, on his on the ground,
and keep it away from Jerry Smith.
But also, yeah, I think here he was very personally involved, because he wants to be sure the White House gets the credit and so forth, and my point is, Bob, I don't think there's a hell of a lot of credit in it. I don't think people give much of a shit about salt.
No, that's a plus, but it isn't a, yeah. It isn't a,
he didn't get any play last night.
Ron calls it a walk there. Nobody's going to,
yeah, they get much.
Change their votes because of,
particularly when the enemy is not going to run over there. No, the press made a deal here that said they hate there, just trying to, the usual thing to build, to divide the president. And also they're trying another line to build with Henry as a peacemaker, if we get it, see. Mm-hmm. So that we, it will work, I mean, if we get it. And anyway, this is going to come. And the reason they're selecting Henry to be built now is that they have given up on Rogers. That's really what it gets down to. They know that they can't build him. They know that he isn't going to be retired. And they know that Henry's potent, so they're, that is why, I mean,
and they just the visible.
Henry's got to be able to understand this, that when say to his credit, he didn't talk to the rest of the society, but the rest of the society praised Kissinger. The purpose is not to help us, it's to screw us. Right?
Absolutely.
I keep Skelly going with the other line when the president's in charge.
he wants to hit the secrecy thing. Understandably, rightfully, he's mad about the Pulitzer Prize winning the New York Times.
Oh, that's right, I believe.
Which, but there's no point in his going out and getting upset about it. I mean, it just isn't going to be good.
I'll mention to him.
So they got him, and that's a disgrace and typical.
What you expect from
that? And what he needs to be doing is hitting the other attack on the press. Rather than the secrecy thing.
I just worry about it. Well,
I think he will.
Our Falls in the Hills, South Street, if they want.
Yeah.
They're still open burn.
We're going to have to, Alice Keenan McGregor's are posting on, you know, some Lions TVs and all that. We've got to keep doing that because they, understandably, they're concerned as political animals about getting out in front and getting cut off.
If it is the beat, I mean,
yeah,
well, there's a
yeah, sure. And,
that's tough. That's a tough one right now. Well, I wouldn't have them trying to get out in front. I think they ought to play the line by a guy that, particularly that, that's naturally another reason for the Henry Highbone strike.
Yeah.
But you've got to have something positive to talk about.
But the worst thing you can do now is try to oversell.
Because it
really doesn't really accomplish anything anyway.
Right. Well, then maybe it requires, I think we talk about the attack on the press.
Well, it's interesting. The critics have laid low. There isn't really very much on the Dove side. Now, we've got the votes starting to come up. And the Democratic Caucus meets tomorrow. And they'll probably
vote. Well, you understand that they do this.
Gives you a good scapegoat.
So we may not press that.
Yeah.
We may not want to do it, but I mean, we're certainly going to have it hanging out there.
Actually, he would have been better off to have died a couple of years ago. And we would have been better off to have gotten into directory. And we could have done it
the other years ago. Bob, and thank God we didn't go on that ploy late last year of pushing him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It wouldn't have.
Wouldn't work. Wow.
Well, it would have worked if he had wanted to do it.
It's just been hard for me to get this through, Henry. I just can't see myself being in Moscow.
think I do. I'm very totally do. But
why don't you just trying
to raise the other side of it? I don't know how you argue the other side. I don't see how you can argue.
I pose a question for a quick 500 sample rerun immediately. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is to say, in view of the continued communist invasion, South Vietnam, which is supported by massive Soviet aid and military equipment. In my view, this is the second we leave them. We don't get there till the 22nd. In other words, something else there.
No, this was just, I'd asked about the Arlington thing, and
they can't do it. Well, I know we can do it.
Yeah, they can't. He doesn't qualify for Arlington Ferry, you'd have to think a waiver, but that's no problem at all. He had a poster on it. The amphitheater there seats 4,500. I thought it was a little dingy, but it's good as not at all.
That's correct.
So,
That's very good, I think your idea is excellent.
It's interesting, nobody knows there's an amphitheater there, so it's kind of a.
My guess is that it
takes a little unique place.
It's beautiful.
There's a big white columns coming up, it's all white marble, and it's a hell of a nice place. They got a marine band there, play appropriate music, you know, and.
It's got taps. All of them soldier, you're goddamn right. Dallas didn't qualify to be an Arctic, in my opinion.
If he had had any military service, he did, he probably did. Probably been in World War One.
Plus he almost had guns. Now, had he went to the peace conference with his uncle?
If you're a level two with prior military service, you automatically qualify. Hoover is a level two, but without prior military service.
I don't care.
But that doesn't matter. You can do a presidential waiver, and nobody's going to question the waiver. Okay, well, sure, some of them. Another advantage.
Why am I going to have a controversy about it?
Another advantage of Arlington is that you've got a crowd control situation there where you don't have demonstrators screwing you up, which you might have at a church on the arrival and all that.
That's right.
Demonstrators at Arlington have to be outside the gates in a week.
That's right.
There are some anti-Hoover folk who.
Okay.
I can't imagine. Well, yes, I can. Those are the type who would want to desecrate a funeral.
I wouldn't be too bad either if we're handled right.
Sure.
Certainly getting out, wasn't it?
No, that was me.
4,000 people?
No. So that did, he didn't count that, he counts the focus on that was on the Conley Ranch with 200 millionaires. More people.
I thought it was, there was some kind of a focus in the back, it was a big.
There was, TV had the airport crowd.
At least we were, but we are, you know.
And you took open questions in front of the press, I mean, it isn't a thing where you were
backed down on the White House, that's right. Well, don't you think that the knowing that the naval academy is a good thing to do?
I think it's a very good thing to do, and I think John does too. But he and Colson both have a strong feeling that you need more. Well, they make an argument that you don't want Vietnam always to be the headline story, and only, you don't want only to be associated with Vietnam. And the way not to be is to be associated with something else.
They think there's some way we can make a headline story.
Oh no, you can't, you aren't gonna stop that. But their point is get another headline up there too. The Conley headline was good for that reason. It ran another story. J. Edgar Hoover will be another story soon. And that's the law enforcement. So then you get, their point is, like Berlin thinks you ought to really move on unemployment. He's got it, and so does Chuck. Where you really do something about it. Well, there isn't anything you can do, that's the trouble. That's where their whole fallacy falls apart. Like he says, you should show concern with the food prices, which is dandy. Now, no, they argue that food prices are coming down, therefore visible identification of you with the food price problem is a good thing to do now, because then when the hamburger comes down next week,
go to the supermarket. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's Chuck's idea, and look at it, have Marina Whitman take you to the supermarket, is his idea, because she's our lower the prices lady now. So and she says, look at this, and you say, my God, a pound of hamburger is 87 cents or whatever it is, and when I was in the grocery store, we got to do something about that, and you shake your finger at Marina Whitman. And then next month, hamburger will go down, so then people will say, geez, Nixon brought hamburger prices down. I don't think
that events office
even fits. John's thing is he wants you to go to Buffalo or somewhere in a steel producing area and go to an unemployment line and say, I'm terribly concerned. We're getting unemployment down, but it's not down enough. Talk to the guys in the unemployment line. And he does a briefing before and then talks about afterwards where we're going to bring the unemployment down on the theory that it's going down anyway, too. Their point is we're doing all we can do to get them down. We aren't personally identifying you. We're publicizing what we're doing, but it isn't personally identifying you with things. That's the area.
Finally,
plus avoiding any question of your hiding because of Vietnam, which I don't think we're getting any. I know we're not getting any play on yet, but I think they're concerned at some point in that.
Okay, I don't think you are.